All right. Hello.
Hey,
this is James and Tara. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We don't usually do interview on Monday, but it's interesting to do it on the first thing in the week. I hope this can get you the inspiration you guys been looking for, and have a great week ahead. All right, so this is our Teach Entrepreneur interview, monthly Teach Entrepreneur interview series. I've been doing this for since August last year. It's been quite a few interviews we have done. So if you guys have missed previous interviews, please find the link below this this video right now. We shared it with you guys. There are a couple, I think maybe 10 now on the website. If you guys wanted to watch them, please. It covers a wide range of backgrounds our teachers have, traditional teachers, non-traditional teachers, teachers who are native speakers, non-native speakers, teachers who have different niches and different results, right? Please take a look at these interviews if you guys want. And today we have Tara here. So Tara is has been working with us for over two years now. We're going to talk about her background. I think one of the interesting points or topic we want to discuss today is kind of the transition, right? Transition from general teacher, IELTS teacher to a communication coach for lawyers. I definitely believe that you guys are going to learn a lot from this interview. So a lot of people have tuning in already. So don't hesitate to leave in a comment. Let us know where you're calling from. Hi, Lee. Greetings from Finland. Adana, hi. Priscilla, everyone, yes. thanks, guys. Thanks for showing up for us, okay, today. And if you don't mind, click on the like button so more people can actually see the interview on LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube. We're promoting, we're broadcasting this interview to all the three platforms right now. Click on the like button if you can help us. Hey, Ron, Harvey, hey, great to see you guys here. Yeah, so I'm going to quickly just introduce myself. I know there are people who haven't probably been watching these interviews or not been very familiar with my background. So my name is James Liu. I'm a business coach for teachers who want to build their six-figure online teaching business. I've been doing this for over 3 years now. We've helped over 3,000 teachers, mostly ESL teachers, in the past 3 years to help them get students online, charge a much higher rate, and go independent. A lot of our clients have increased their rate to over $100 an hour, and some of them have already reached six figures. So we've been doing a great job helping teachers, and I'm glad you guys are here today. If you find what we do interesting, somebody is spamming our comment section on LinkedIn. If you guys can just click on block. Can you help block this guy? So anyways, so if you find what we do interesting, don't hesitate to reach out. We have a free ebook, a lot of things that we share with you to get you started. Okay. And today we have Tara here. As I said, Tara has been working with us for over 2 years now. She's got quite a lot achieved in the past 2 years. So I'm going to pass it to Tara. So Tara is going to walk you through her journey so far, and we're going to have some questions to ask her to dive into a couple of different things. Okay. Take it away, Tara.
Okay. Thank you, James. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us on Monday. I saw a lot of familiar faces in the chat, and also good to be here with all of you. So yeah, I'm Tara. I started this journey, as James said, 2 years ago. Before that, my background was just in ESL teaching, a little bit in the classroom, private lessons, online. I taught with like so many of those Chinese companies. I don't even remember all their names. my dream, just like many of us, right? I had been wanting to go out on my own and start my own online teaching business for like 3 or 4 years. And then certain things happened, and that led me to take the challenge, and I'm really grateful for that. And then, you know, since then, it's been like a very rewarding journey. So that's kind of about me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so that's very brief. I was expecting a little bit longer than that, no, Sarah. But anyways, I'm gonna ask some questions. Nice. It's okay. Yeah. So, no, Tara joined the 21 in China. That was May, right? March. Yeah, March 2020, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started the 21 challenge in January 2020. So that was like third round after we started. And I think Tara had a lot of fun in the challenge and joined an inner circle and also worked with me one-on-one. And then I think about like 2021, December 2021, I started asking Tara to help the team, you know, with the 21 challenge. And then she's been coaching some of the teachers as well in the group. And probably a lot of people here showed up for you to support you today. I can see the names there. Yeah, so as you guys, as I mentioned earlier, don't hesitate to comment and you know, introduce yourself to us. Let us know where you're tuning in. Like the interview button if you don't mind to help us promote the interview. And I'm seeing this name, Kater, right? Ursula. I know this name, Ursula. All right, Maddie. Hi, everyone. And Turkey. Yep, great. Okay, so I'm going to dive into a little bit your background. I think I start with the question here, right? You've been a teacher entrepreneur yourself. You are a teacher entrepreneur yourself. You start a business from nothing, right? I think got over 50 clients over 50 clients, loyal clients over the past 2 years, and now you're charging $1,200, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So that's kind of where you got nothing to get over 20-50 loyal clients and charging $1,200. So you have done this kind of journey yourself, and you're still doing it right now.
Yeah.
And also you've been helping us coaching some of the teachers in the 21 challenge, in the inner circle. So one of the questions, right? A lot of people I think a lot of teachers are going to resonate very well with this is so many teachers doubt about their niches all the time, not only at the beginning, right? I've seen teachers who doubted their niche after they've already got 10 students from the niche. Mm-hmm. Right? This is a very, very, very common challenge for many teachers. They just doubt their niches all the time, basically. So as a teacher entrepreneur yourself and also a teacher entrepreneur coach, right? What would you say that the reasons why teachers just keep doubting their niches? What do you think?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of reasons. I had them myself, right? So teachers doubt their niches, like, because a lot of us, you know, like me, we choose niches that we don't have any experience in, and so we don't know anything about them. So yeah, the imposter syndrome is huge, right? Because we're like, I'm claiming to be this expert and I know nothing about these people. And so people don't feel like compelled to move forward. They feel like stuck. They have this mindset block that I can't help these people because I don't know anything about them or I've never been a part of this group myself. So I think that's the biggest reason. And, you know, other reasons may be like, I think we doubt if our niche is going to work because it's such a long game that we expect like instant results. And when we don't get interest right away, we're like, oh, this niche doesn't work, right? When really we just needed to keep going or make some tweaks. So I think it's just like imposter syndrome, not knowing, you know, anything about the niche when you're starting. And maybe like not knowing if the niche is going to work. Those might be two of the biggest.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to summarize, right? So one thing is not knowing about the niche, right? And I think it's understandable because everyone who does something for the first time, they're not going to have the confidence in it, right? They're going to doubt about it. They're going to be very uncertain about it. So that's very, 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 very common. So for those of you, right, you're watching right now and you have the same fears, right? You feel the same. I just want to tell you, it happens to almost every teacher who just start out, okay? You're not sure about your niche because, as Tara said, you don't know much about them, right? You don't know much about them. And regarding that, right? So we have a lot of mindset videos. So we talk about these mindsets all the time. we basically, as coach, right, we just encourage you to keep going, because if you don't actually do it, if you don't actually try it, you will never know if it's gonna work, and it will never work, right? So one of the videos or analogy we use is that, for example, you're baking cakes, right? Following a recipe for the very first time, and you have a room of guests waiting for a cake, right? So either you bake it, you put everything in the oven, then you're gonna, you start doubting yourself, okay, oh, is this gonna be good? It is gonna be good, right? Is everyone gonna like it, right? So you're doubting yourself. And then some of the teachers might just open an oven and throw everything away because I don't know if it's gonna work, right? So I don't know if it's gonna work. You just throw everything away. So then you wait a minute, right? You think about it, okay, it's already in the oven. Why don't I just wait another 5 minutes and then just take it out and then let the guest taste it? Let the guest taste it. It's simple. Yeah, they might say, oh, I don't like it. That's the feedback you need. They don't say, or they say, oh, I don't like it. I don't want it. No, it sucks. It doesn't, I don't like it. No, nobody can like it, right? That's the feedback you're gonna get. So then you can twist your recipe, then you do it again and put everything back in the oven, then change the recipe. Then probably you're gonna get a better version of it, instead of throwing everything away, right? Very likely this guy's gonna like it. Then they might give you suggestions. Oh, I don't like cinnamon. Can you get rid of it? I don't like it. Right? A lot of people don't like it. Then you just get rid of it. Then you put it back and do another version, and then the next patch gonna work better, right? So I think just the waiting time, not knowing like if it's gonna work, because that's your first time, everything's in the oven, it's already in the process. You just have to wait. Just keep telling yourself, hey, be patient. And then that's what you mentioned, Tara, right? Not knowing if it's gonna work, not knowing anything about them for the first time makes a lot of sense. So I think the second part you mentioned, like not knowing if it's gonna work. And also I think it's a business perspective, you don't know, because this, you just follow what we tell you, right? To do it, and you don't know if it's gonna work. So mm-hmm. that gives you a lot of fears. Another analogy we actually use is the darker room. Remember that, Tara, yeah. in the 21 challenge, we have that video in the dark room. So you're like in the center of the dark room, right? Nothing around you. And you just hear the voice telling you, hey, move forward. Then you just move forward, right? Then you don't see anything. You can't touch anything. Of course, you're gonna have fears because you know if you can actually get to the door that you wanted to, right? And then a lot of people, like, take two steps forward, then take one step backward, and then just kind of circling in the center, they're never gonna reach anything, mm-hmm. right? So for teachers who are in this dark room, we always tell them, hey, just keep going, and you will not, you might not find the door right away, but you're gonna touch a wall, right? Once you touch the wall, either you go left, go right, you will find the door because the door is on the wall, right? So that's what we tell you guys. No, it's okay if you doubt about your niche. You're not sure. You have fears. You have to keep going. I think these two really summarize pretty good why teachers having a lot of doubts when they start doing niche teaching, right? Because this is first time. They don't know if it's gonna work. And also, they never done something like this, right? Doing marketing, a lot of mindset issues as well. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's a great summary. So then to yourself, right? You didn't know anything about lawyers, Tara. You didn't know anything about lawyers. As you'll remember, that was like right after the 21 day challenge, right? You talked to me. I didn't say my niche. IELTS is fun. But in my experience, it's going to be challenging because it's a very competitive market. I've talked to a lot of IELTS teachers. I would say I don't really see many teachers can charge over like $60, $70 an hour teaching IELTS. And it's a very competitive market because they can easily find a lot of IELTS teachers. If you go online, like YouTube and Facebook, there are a lot of IELTS groups, supporting groups. A lot of things are free. Right? So I'm going to talk to you out of the IELTS. So by no means I'm telling you guys shouldn't do IELTS, okay? You can do IELTS if you have been doing it for 10 years. But in Tara's case, she had only done it for 3 years, I remember.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, don't do IELTS if you trust me, right? And you trusted me, and we kind of break down things, and then you found the lawyer niche. So can you maybe briefly talk to us, like, why did you end up with the lawyer niche, and how do you feel at the moment when we decide to go with lawyers?
Sure. Yeah. So I wasn't that attached to IELTS. I mean, but I chose it because it was my comfort zone, because I had been teaching it for 3 years. But now, by no means, I was not an examiner. I was teaching people who are affected in conflict areas, volunteer. But I was like, yeah, I'll just teach IELTS. I know about it, right? But I was glad that, I switched, to be honest. But how did I feel? First of all, how did I choose lawyers? I had no idea what niche to choose, because I was a general English teacher, right? So I was teaching all kinds of people. But I was like, okay, who are some people I've taught? Maybe who are some people I've taught recently that I really enjoyed? And it was lawyers. I just found them really motivated learners, and I enjoyed our conversations. So I was like, okay, let's just go with that, right? But it wasn't I've taught some lawyers, so I could do it, but I can do it now. I didn't have that feeling. I was just teaching them, general English and stuff, and they just so happened to be lawyers. So I just had a ton of imposter syndrome and a ton of fear and a ton of doubt, because the only thing I had ever done was teach ESL. So I never worked in law. I didn't know anything about it, right? So I just felt how am I going to do this? Because I highly doubt that these people are going to take me seriously, because they're going to find out I'm just some teacher and that's it. And claiming to be this lawyer's communication coach, but I kept myself going. I think the analogy of the dark room was very helpful for me. That resonated a lot. Just keep going. Even if you don't know where you're going, you just need to keep going, because that's the way to be successful. If you just stand in the middle of the room and picture the door and hope to teleport there, you're never going to get there, right? So I started talking to them, and I was super scared. I also kept in mind that there were other teachers who had taken the challenge before me. And they were in my exact same boat. So they had chosen niches they didn't know anything about, and they were fine. But I started talking to these lawyers, and little by little, I felt better, because they never cared that I didn't have any legal background. They never even asked me. I think 1 out of 100 people, believe it or not, has even asked me. They just thought it was nice that I was specializing in their group, and that I wanted to help them. And then, of course, as time goes on, you realize they don't need help at all with being a lawyer. They're pretty good in that department. They need help with their English communication skills. So we can help them with that. We don't have to know all that specialized knowledge about their field to help them be a more effective English communicator, so that they can do their job better. So that helped me a lot.
Yeah. So why do you think they didn't care? Why? So a lot of people are going to assume, a lot of teachers are going to assume, okay, if I wanted to be specialist in any niches, right, I need to have this qualification. I should have done this for many, many years, so I can position myself as a specialist. So I think we're not just tricking people or just lying to everyone. It's not. I think the fact that we are committed to helping this group of people and wanted to be a problem solver, right? We want to come in and solve their problems, give them the customer solution that already can position you as a specialist. Mm-hmm. And, so now, thinking about the very first few clients, right? You were nervous, you wanted to help them, but you didn't really know much about their niche. So why didn't they ask you about your background? Didn't care about it. Mm-hmm. What did they actually look for when they work with you?
Because what we learn in the training, in the challenge and everything, is learn about them and learn about what their pain points are. Yeah. And so, the more people you speak with, it becomes clearer and clearer what they're struggling with. And then, you keep talking to more of them, and then it gets to a point where you can pretty much tell them what they're struggling with. They don't even have to say anything. So they feel like you really know them. In the beginning, you don't know them at all, right? But you're doing your best to learn, and they can feel that. And like you said, James, you're very committed to helping them no matter what that looks like. Yeah. So yeah, I, you know, I just really paid attention to their pain points and try, and then I just tailored my program, doing my the best I could to address those pain points. And so I think they could feel that. And I didn't know like what the heck I was doing. Okay. But then like after some time, people were like, yeah, it really helped me. And that was the best for me. Yeah, I was so glad. And that helped my confidence, but I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Tara, I know some teachers are gonna do lawyers niche right in the future. Yeah. If you don't mind, can you share a couple pain points, like the most common pain points from lawyers, so people know like what exactly these lawyers or any niche is looking for mostly, right? I believe it's not like techie stuff, right? Hey, can you help me draft this this contract? I don't think that's never happened to you, but what are these examples you can share with us?
Yeah. Thank God it's not that like stuff. It's very interesting. Like even each lawyer's niche will have slightly different pain points. So you just follow the market feedback. But for mine, and for many other niches too, they just don't have any confidence in meetings. Like usually their English is pretty good, pretty advanced, but they're like hesitating. They're like holding themselves back from participating and from like contributing their expertise because they just have no confidence in that. They need a wider vocabulary. They're constantly repeating the same words. They use very lengthy sentences, so they're using more of their communication style from their native language. And in English, like in the English-speaking business world, we need to be more concise typically. And they're just not confident in speaking spontaneously. So they're totally fine in writing when it comes to my niche. Now, other niches, it might not be the case, but I think like the common denominator is like that I notice across niches is like lack of confidence, you know, wanting to expand their vocabulary, improve in meetings, improve their client and colleague communication.
That makes sense. And just for the information, right? We do have a different type of lawyer teachers. We have a couple of teachers in our community who actually, they were lawyers before, they have some legal backgrounds and they also do lawyers. And they actually do a little bit more like more techie stuff like contract writing. But I think for teachers like Tara, who doesn't have any previous experience in any certain niches, right? I think we are just trying to tell you and demonstrate for you, right? You don't really need to know only any techie stuff or any niche specific knowledge before you actually do it, because you can always learn from it. And also you're gonna, how you're gonna position yourself, right? That matters a lot. For example, these teachers who have a legal background, when they position themselves, they actually talk about contract writing, they actually talk about all the techie stuff. So when people actually see their messages, see their profile, they know, okay, this is what they offer. But if you go to Tara's profile, you know, see all her posts, I think she focuses on the social side of it. So it's a techie English, right? Technology English, and then social English. I think Tara focuses on social English more. So then people know, oh, if I were to work with Tara, that's kind of the focus, and that's what I'm gonna get from working with Tara. So right, yeah. If you have that background, you can actually incorporate more about this niche, like the techie stuff in your deliveries. But for Tara, it's more like social English, and it still works really good. You know, build confidence, the meetings, all that. That right, Tara?
I think that's right. And it's kind of just like general business English communication, but like in a legal setting. So you will learn more about like how they need it. It's okay. And if you want to incorporate like some technical stuff, and because that's a need for them and you don't know about it, like just ask them. Like I have one session where it's legal English, and I usually ask them like, do you want to practice your terms for your practice area of law? Like if you're a trademark attorney, then I want to do trademark terms, or do you want to do something else? And then they told me like contract and negotiation terms. So then we focus on that. But like legal English wasn't their biggest pain point at all for my legal niche, like you said. Yeah. So everyone is different. And if you do have a background, that's great. Like use that to your advantage. Like I was always really jealous of those people, but I was okay in the end.
Because you offer what you are good at, right? You don't have to offer everything. You offer what you're good at, and that's how you define your niche. So so one of the things I always mention is when people have the the fears or they're hesitant to take on a niche like this, right? With your background, with similar to your background, Tara, not having any previous experience in any particular niche and want to go after it. I would say like these people want to work with you not because they want to become a lawyer. They have all that done in a law school, right? That's where they learn all is how to become a lawyer. So they want to work with you is because they want to become a better lawyer. And what you're going to do is come in to remove the language barriers there that's stopping them from becoming a better lawyer. So that's how you perceive, so perceive like what you're going to do. Not like a lot of teachers, oh, I know nothing about engineering. I cannot help engineers. Of course you can't help engineers become engineers because they spend like 10 years in school to become an engineer. You just come in to help them build more confidence in their communication, in their presentation, make sure they can speak. No, they can explain themselves clearly. They can do stuff, right? At meetings, you know, small talk. So they feel better and they feel more confident in pursuing the better job or promotions, right? That's what you're going to do. You're not here to teach them become a lawyer, to teach them to become a lawyer, right? They're going to pay you like maybe $100,000 if you can turn them into a lawyer. They're already lawyers. They're already engineers. They're already scientists, right? They're already consultants. They just want to become a better one. And the challenges they want you to help them overcome are language-specific challenges or about their English, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. And that's what you experienced, right, Tara? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, they will, just like as a byproduct of working with them, they will teach you, like, about, like, law or, like, about different, like, you know, M&A law or whatever, contract law. Like, so then you'll, like, be able to bring in that knowledge, like, to the next person.
Yeah.
So that helps because they're like, oh, yeah, she really does know about me. But, like, that happens as time goes on. In the beginning, you don't. And that's okay. You just, like you said, you can just help them with what you can. Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah, just to make it clear, right? It's okay that you don't know anything about your niche to start.
Yeah,
you're going to charge $50, $60 an hour anyways, right? At the beginning, you're not going to be able to charge very, very high. But as you are teaching 1, 2, 3, you know, when you have taught over 50 clients in a particular niche, you're going to be able to accumulate a lot of, you know, industry niche-specific knowledge. So we have teachers who knows everything about how to practice in medicine in the U.S. We have teachers who knows everything about how to become an accountant, a consultant in any country. So they know a lot more and more because they're working very closely with their niche and also listening to their niche. Like listening, as you said, right? Learn from them and then pass it to the next one. Learn from them and pass it to the next one. Every time you learn something new from your niche, and that's how you specialize yourself and become expert, right? Mm-hmm. So I have one video mentioning it takes time to become a specialist, right? It took me 5 years to finish my PhD. It took me, you know, 3 years to do an MBA. So it takes time to become a specialist. And this learning by doing it is actually how you become a specialist, right? Mm-hmm. So now, Tara, would you be confident that somebody talking to you, a lawyer from your niche, would you be confident with having like some niche-specific, conversation with them? Because you do, right? You have the confidence because you've done this so much. You have the confidence, but you didn't have that when you first started, right? So
right, just right.
Some time together.
Right. And obviously, I don't know that much. Even, like, it's only been 2 years, but, like, I can be like, okay, I know about, like, how a bankruptcy proceeding goes in Spain. Is that the same in Italy? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, how is it in Spain? Okay, like this. They're like, yeah, that's the same, but that's different. So, like, you can just admit what you don't know, and your niche is going to be more than happy to, like, explain how it works in their country or in their specialization, right? Because, you know, talking about it in English is going to be helpful when they have to go explain it to their clients. So it's a win-win situation. You'll have fun. You'll have fun learning about them.
I like that part. Yeah. So they're more than happy to help you, right? We talk about this mindset from an expert to a learner, right? you have to position yourself as a learner. A lot of teachers, oh, James, I don't know what to comment. Oh, James, I don't know what to say when I talk to my niche. You can just say, hey, I don't know anything. Can you tell me more about this?
Yeah.
Right? They're going to be, because you are showing your interest in their work, right? You don't have to be knowing anything, everything about your niche. You can show, oh, I've never heard anything like that. Can you tell me more about it? Right? Just show interest or curiosity. Curiosity, and the people are going to like it. And they're not going to think, oh, you're not good. No, it's not. Right? Yeah. You are good at what you do. You're a communication coach. You're not a lawyer. I don't expect you to know everything about law because you're a lawyer, right? So I have to think about that.
Right. And I think in the beginning, I was like more scared to do that because I was like, they're going to think I'm like a fraud, you know? But I think if I had been more open to doing that in the beginning, then I would have learned faster and like made faster progress. But it's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's okay. All right, you got here. That's great. So before we move on to the next one, I do want to talk about one thing. Not everyone, not all the teachers I talked to was clear about this. Okay, so it's really the experience, teaching experience. A lot of teachers who are not ready to do niche teaching or teaching online or having their business, getting their own students online, it's because they feel like they don't have much teaching experience, okay? So in that case, I want to make it very clear. So what you need to make this niche teaching work is niche teaching experience. It's not general teaching experience. I don't think it's going to help a ton if you just teach, go online and teach it with this platform for 2 years, then you come to this niche teaching business, you can still feel like you don't know anything, right? Because that's two different type of experience, general teaching experience and niche teaching experience. So to make a niche teaching business work, right, if you're thinking about experience, I would say get on it as soon as possible so you can get more and more niche teaching experience, which is what Tara mentioned, working with this niche, your student from the niche, right, learning from them. That is what's most important in this journey. So speaking of that, right, the actually next topic is so now, I wouldn't say, Tara, you are already at the level you wanted to be. I know you're still wanting to scale. You want to get to six figures, right? So, but I think where you are is already kind of the goal for many teachers, right? I want to get students consistently. I want to make a couple $1,000 every month. I want to, have a very reliable business, which you've already got. So one thing I think a lot of teachers are going to be interested in knowing as well is what do you need exactly to make the niche business work? We already talked about the niche teaching experience. We're not going to talk about it, but besides that, what do you need exactly to make the niche business work?
Okay. Well, for me, I needed like hand holding. So that's coaching. Okay. I needed an environment that was going to like help me thrive as a niche teacher. So I needed a community, because like this coaching, this community, this can give you motivation to keep going, because it can be hard to keep going when you feel like you don't know what you're doing all the time. Right. So the community and the coaching really helped me. Consistency is key. Like you don't want to just show up for a couple weeks and then not show up for a few weeks. I mean, if you have to do that, it's going to be okay. You can always come back and like pick up from where you left off, but consistency is key because, like you're planting a garden, you need to water your garden every day. The plants are going to grow later type thing. So I guess consistency, motivation, you should believe in yourself and believe in your service, to some extent. Like it's going to be hard to believe in your service at first, like it was for me and many of us, but if you don't believe in your program because you're still kind of creating it as you go, you have to at least have belief in yourself that you're going to do whatever it takes to help them, no matter what that looks like, So even if they get to the end of the program and, you didn't get good feedback, let's say, you're going to keep working with them for like a few more sessions for free because you want to do whatever it takes to make them happy. So I think believe in yourself. Coaching is going to accelerate the path to your dreams, like for sure. Community, because you need to put yourself in the right environment for success, just like a plant needs to be in the right like growing environment. And I would say that.
Yeah, so I was taking notes. A couple of things, we can just pick a few to dive into a little bit more. So believing in yourself, okay? I believe it's super important, okay? If you don't even think you're going to make it work, it doesn't matter who you work with, who's helping you, or what type of needs you're going to have, or what environment you're going to be in, right? You don't believe in yourself, then how come they can succeed in something you don't even think you're going to succeed, right? So you have to believe in yourself. And just a little pep talk, right? I think every teacher deserves much better future, a better life. You've been doing it for so long. So if you have helped even just one student, that student, thank you for what you do, you should believe in yourself because you can deliver, right? And one thing a lot of people don't really see it is the person who you are right now is not the same person who is running the six-figure business in the future. So a lot of people don't believe in themselves because they don't think they will be able to run six figures, you know, or they will have a successful business, but that's going to be a different person. You don't need to believe in yourself that you can have a sense of business. You just need to believe in yourself that you will be able to finish, complete this journey and gather, mm-hmm. right? So you have to believe in yourself. No, you believe in yourself, you can do it, right? You deserve a much better future. That's what you need to keep reminding yourself with. And just one story, right? Very, very quickly, Tara, if you don't mind, I remember that was maybe a couple of months after we start working together. One day I was like busy working on my business and I got a message from Tara. I think it was a Skype message, right? We were using Skype at the time, and probably Skype message or maybe Zoom message or whatever. So Tara was like, James, I talked to my family at dinner today. Nobody in my family think or believes I can charge over $80 an hour. That message happened after you failed 7 stress sessions or 8 stress sessions in a row. So you start doubting yourself. I think you probably brought up at dinner, right? All these family members said, hey, no way, Tara. All these people are charging so much, like $10, $20. How come you can charge $80? Don't waste your time. I don't know if you said that. I just kind of imagine, right? Don't waste your time doing it or whatever. Any details you want to add to this? I just got that message and Tara said, hey, James, nobody in my family believes that I can charge $80 an hour doing this. So what else do you want to add to this?
Yeah, I remember that vividly too. We were like around the fire pit in the backyard or whatever. And we're just like talking like, how's it going? I'm like, oh, well, like my rate's at 80, but I'm like having a hard time selling or whatever. And they're like, if I was getting language classes, I would never pay $80 or whatever, you know? And I was like, oh my God, it really affected my confidence. But the thing is like, you know, your families and everybody like that, they don't know like what you're doing. They don't understand like niche teaching. I mean, if you explain it, they're going to understand it to some degree, but they don't really see the big picture of like how we help our students, how we affect their lives. And like, this is like a premium service, right? So yeah, even though like I knew that they didn't fully understand, you know, after like 10 or whatever, how many failed strategy sessions it was, that's going to affect your confidence. So, yeah. I mean, I'm lucky that they have been supportive, but like things like that still affected me, right? When I was down.
Yeah. I remember that. Let me continue with this story. So after you sent me this message, I was like, I think maybe I don't remember exactly, but we probably had got on a call, talk about it, right? Because as you said, failing like stress sessions, 10 in a row, that's not helping. And we did some practice and we had a talk together, just get you ready. If I remember correctly, you actually converted to the next one, the right next one, right? I remember that because you sent me a message again. I did it to like $80 an hour. That was your rate at the moment. I think I remember you sent me a message and then we did something together and then you convert the next one.
Yeah.
And I remember messaging you back saying, hey, tell your family.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And now you're charging $120 an hour. So here's the thing, family, their support, and they are more protective. They don't want you to waste your time. They do. No, I'm a Daniel. If my daughter, tells me, blah, 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 I think she's sad, she's kind of depressed or overwhelmed, I would protect her. And I was like, hey, don't do it anymore. Just try to do something like, fun, right? I think it's reasonable. But the thing is, back to what we said, believe in yourself. Yeah. Believe in yourself. If you feel like, oh, I'm worth $80 an hour, I'm worth $100 an hour, and I am passionate about teaching, I'm passionate about having my, passionate about my business, then just do it. Keep doing it, right? Listen to yourself and do it, right? So this is the first one. I just wanted to bring up this story, which is very, very interesting. I always talk about it. I always talk about it, whenever I can. It's very good story. So the other thing you mentioned, a consistency, motivation, I would kind of to put it together as a commitment, right? Commitment, we talk about commitment. So commitment to your business. Commitment to your business. So I really think there are a lot of teachers. A lot of teachers, they just want to get some students online. They want to try it. If it does not work, they just do something else. It's okay. If this is you, it's totally fine. You can still join the 21 challenge. You can still work with us, try to see if this is going to work, right? But in order to make a business work, even get to six figures eventually, you need this commitment to your business. What does it mean? Every day when you wake up, you don't want to wake up because it's hard. You have to tell yourself, where's your commitment to your business, James? Where is it? So when you don't want to spend like 30 minutes sending these messages or commenting, like do whatever you're supposed to do, ask yourself, hey, James, where's your commitment to your business? Right? When you try to give up, when you try to the bad days, when you try to give up, ask yourself, hey, where's your commitment? Where is your commitment? This thing does not work if you're not committed to it. Where's your commitment? You just I'll do it for 1 month and then just leave it. Nothing gonna work. To be honest, nothing gonna work, especially a business, right? Just look around. How many successful entrepreneurs around you? Not many. Right? Not many. So what do you think? Is that commitment important to you, Tara?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you want it bad enough, you're going to be committed. So it wasn't really something that I had to think, am I committed or not? I never even thought about it because I just was committed, if that makes sense. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, this is going to work. Other people are doing it. Why can't I do it too? They didn't know what they were doing when they started. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep following the steps. And this is what I always wanted. I'm big on flexibility, freedom. I think most of us are. So you just have to keep going, even when you're doubting yourself. Because there's going to be a lot of times where because success is not linear, right? There's so many ups and downs. And you'll be taking consistent action and not getting consistent results. There'll be a lot of times where you feel like you're not making progress, but you are. So asking those questions, like you said, where's my commitment today? That's really important because, you're not going to get results if you just give up. And I feel like most people are about to get results. They give up too soon.
Exactly. That's the worst thing I ever want to see. Is right before they can actually see some results, they give up. Cool. Larissa asked this question here. Very interesting. So what do you think James told you at that moment? I think maybe you should still refer back to the pep talk we had after you failed 10 stress sessions in a row. What do you think?
It was I think you were just that's normal. That's always going to happen. And just keep going. You'll definitely do it. You just have to keep going. So you kind of just laughed, it's not like you weren't taking it seriously, but I think you just laughed because maybe you experienced that in your life, with your wife or something, or your parents, I don't know, somebody, your friends, and they were like, that's not going to work, So he kind of just laughed it off but not taking it seriously. He was like, just keep going. You'll see the next time, and the next time it was good. Yeah. So.
Yeah,
that was what I needed for sure.
I laughed because one, my wife didn't know anything about my business. I talk about that a lot, right? Still now, if you ask her, hey, what does James do? And her colleagues always ask that question. And she actually asked me to prepare a line, like a pitch, like, you know, line summarize that I do and try to memorize it. I was like, okay. And I laughed also because, you know, you were not the first one ever said that to me. You know, I had so many clients before you. You know, they all had their thoughts, right? And so you just keep going, right? Great. So I know a lot of people are watching right now. If you haven't introduced yourself, please do. Just leave it in the comment. Let us know where you're tuning in. If you want to share your niche with us, know what your niche is. You know, if you find people actually in a similar niche to collaborate with, right, do that too. And if you haven't clicked on the like button, please do that to help us promote this live interview to more people who are on, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube right now. It's good. So we're about to we're getting close to the end. So just based on what build on what we said, right? The commitment and the believe in yourself, and another two things you mentioned I wanted to talk about as well is community. You mentioned community, which is very important for us to make this work, and I believe it 100%. So maybe very briefly, how did the community help you? How has the community helped you in this journey?
Yeah. In so many ways. I mean, like, for example, if another situation happened like that, where I failed a bunch of times in a row, you know, which that stuff happens, you know, maybe I didn't go to James, you know, whatever, maybe I went to the community and made a post about it. And then everybody was like, oh, that happened to me. Now I'm okay. Like, this is just normal. So you just have to keep going. Like, if I didn't have a community, like, to post things like that when I was struggling with, I wouldn't have thought it was possible. And so, yeah, people who are like ahead of you on the journey are like the inspiration to help you to keep moving forward, because it's very tough, right? If you're by yourself, that's going to be very, very tough. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. That's without a doubt. And also, like, in our community, we have so many trainings, so many live sessions, so many Q&As. So what I told myself was, okay, anytime I'm not teaching or not doing whatever, I'm going to go to these Q&As. Like, I made that commitment to these Q&As. Yeah. So I went to like every Q&A, every session. And like half the time when I first joined, I didn't know what they were talking about, because like they were more advanced than me, but I still kept going because I felt like I was like learning like through osmosis or something. And that helped me more than anything, just like the community and all the events and like seeing everybody going through it together, you know, like running the marathon together. And that shows you that it's possible, and you can get support when you're down. You can get, you know, inspiration from others. Just like the environment thing, like you need to be in an environment that's like conducive to success if you want to achieve it, and the community gives you that. So it's essential for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing that in common from all the teachers, most of the teachers I talk to who are pretty successful right now, they value the community very much, and they take very seriously about these Q&As and group sessions. A couple of teachers told me, James, my morning task is listening to all the previous Q&As. Now, some teachers actually listen to all the previous Q&As like a year before, right? And on the other hand, not many teachers, some teachers don't really take this seriously, right? They just do whatever they want. They're not using the community that much. That's I think the learning point for them to really leverage the community, ask questions, share concerns. We do have a comment, a post like that in the inner circle.
Yeah.
So I think they are sharing their struggles, their challenges in a very positive way. That's how I describe it, right? They share, but it's not in the very negative way, but in a very positive way, because they're seeking help, like seeking support that people can give them from the community. And all these posts, I think every single time, whenever there's a post like this, there are like 50, 60 comments, like hundreds of, you know, likes, just to encourage and inspire you, because, you know, you're brave enough to share this, and this is shared by many people in the comments. Oh, I had that thought. I had a feeling too. Thanks for bringing it up. And people are giving comments, like, giving like suggestions and recommendations of what they have done before, right? And always, I like these posts, you know, just sharing challenges. And then it's just show people the reality. The reality is not everybody's winning. The reality is everybody is struggling. That's the nature of this journey. Everybody is struggling.
Yeah.
Right? You share wins, that's great, but most of the time people are struggling. And you struggle, why you struggle? Because you are trying to make progress. If you stay where you are, you don't struggle. You struggle because you want to make progress. And this community, just make clear, is an inner circle community we are building. We have over 330 people right now, 330 people right now in this community. It's the best community ever been. Yeah. Best community ever been. It's good. So last but not least, coaching. Coaching, I want to touch on that as well. So coaching, get somebody to coach you, to help you, right? Don't do it on your own, right? Don't reinvent the wheel, right? Do things, you know, follow others. So is that what you mean by coaching?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I just like someone, like when it comes to business, right? Like if someone can just tell me, yeah, just do this, now do this, now do this. Like I can do it. I just need you to tell me like what to do, right? Like give me the structure, give me the framework, and also the accountability, and like help keep myself accountable. So like coaching and having sessions scheduled on the calendar, like every week or every couple of weeks, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to do my assignment, right? And then that's going to help you take action. And I know some people, like, they're good at taking action on their own. And at this point, yeah, I can motivate myself and like take action. Though to get to the next step, I need more coaching. Like I'm about to invest in more coaching now. But I feel like it just like, yeah, it's just like accelerating the progress for you.
the shortcuts, right? You can't, yes. Just like, you know, teachers, just like your business, right? These lawyers probably can find everything you teach mostly, right, in your sessions online. But why are they still paying $1,200 to work with you? Because one thing is they need a coaching. Yeah. They need somebody to hold their hand, right? Tell them what to do. Not only like to share information, that's not. It's accountability, no hand-holding, right? And give them customized solution, and so they can get much, much more achieved in 10 weeks, maybe than 1 year, 2 years of the time they can get, right? Same thing for teachers who want to start a business, who want to get their students online, find some coaching. You know, find some coaching. We're one of many options out there to help teachers, right? You don't have to work with us, but having somebody help you in this journey will save you time and save money, right? But if you're interested, you know, I know a lot of people who probably have already done the 21-day challenge who are watching right now, but if you haven't done the 21-day challenge, we have another round starting in a week. So join the 21-day challenge, and I can drop a 35% discount if you guys are interested. I'll just drop it in the link. Drop the link in the comments, okay? So the 21-day challenge is a very beginner course we provide to the teacher community to get started. So you're gonna learn so much in just 21 days, and that's where Terra started. 21-day challenge. If you are interested, check out the website. We have over, I think, 300 five-star reviews right now from teachers. If you're interested, check it out. The 21-day challenge, and this is 35% discount for the next round starting on June 1st. Okay. If you have questions, let me know. Send me a note. Can definitely help you out, tell you if this is something you're looking for and gonna help you. Okay, so so we don't have much time left, but if you guys have any questions, please drop in the comments. We have a few minutes left. We want to answer some questions you guys wanted to ask, right? Larissa is fabulous, just do it. Yeah, thank you. The 21 challenge is awesome, okay? 21 challenge is awesome. No, if you haven't done it, please do it. Okay, so if you have any questions, guys, just drop in the comments. Tara and myself are gonna answer that. Okay, a question for you, Tara. When you got your first client, did you charge $100 an hour, or did you start lower at 50, 60?
No, I didn't charge $100 an hour. I started at $60 an hour. I couldn't get everyone to say yes to that, but like it was a process. And so I think most teachers, and what we recommend, is like between $40 and $60 an hour to start out with, because that feels like kind of high, you know, like compared to general English teaching rates that we make. But it's not like so high that we can't have any confidence when we quote our price, you know. So it's like a good place to start, and you can increase as you go. You don't have to increase every time, but like as your confidence rises.
How long did it take you to get to 100? Do you remember?
I think about 10 months. I was at like, I went like 60, 80, 90, 100.
That's about right. So I think that's pretty common for teachers as well. Most of teachers in our community, initial community. So in the 21 challenge, we actually talk about this, their sales training, how much you want to price your service. So to me, I always tell teachers to charge no less than $50. Some people do 40, it's okay, but no less than $50, because that gives you enough challenge, right, to practice your sales. But also it's very easy for, it's very acceptable for teacher, for students, when they see what you do, when you position yourself as specialist, right? And then you want to increase your rates as you go, as what Tara did. I think 10 months, 6 months is kind of how long usually it takes. If everything goes well, it takes people to get to 100 and then increase 100, even more. So some teachers keep increasing to 150, 200. We even have clients charging over $200 an hour doing one-on-one. But most teachers actually, once they get to like 150, around 150, they start doing groups. So that's that what happens, because doing groups will actually increase your price, your average rate to the next level. If you have three students in one group, each of them pay you 50, that will be 150. If you have four, that will be 200. So that's how you scale a little bit more after the one-on-one. So Ellen, good question. Okay, if you guys have more questions, don't hesitate to drop it. Okay, life-changing. Thanks, Roxine. I wish I'd done it earlier. Thank you. I highly recommend doing the 21 challenge. Thank you, Tori. Thank you very much, Harvey, Carol. Keep to getting started. Take it for sure. Thank you, Laurie. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys have done the 21 challenge, and thanks for showing up. And I hope you guys learned a lot today as well. Where can I find the days and times for June challenge? So the challenge happens in a group. You're gonna receive a pre-recorded video every day, and then we have live Q&As. Live Q&As are the time and day are determined by the poll in the group, so you don't have to worry about this. So it starts on June 1st, it lasts 21 days, finish on June 21st. Okay, that's gonna be the next round. All right, well, and if you have questions, well, just send me messages, okay? Don't think twice about it. Thanks, Cheryl. Okay, thank you, thank you guys. I'm trying to get my folks back. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you, Larissa. You will be able to do it. Okay. Any other questions, guys? If you have questions, I can scroll back to see if there are some questions we missed. If we miss your question, don't hesitate to ask again. Okay. And one comment from Priscilla: it takes generally 1 to 3 years to have a successful business. It's worth it. Try it for 21 days and decide if this is for you or not. Thanks. That's a good. That's a very good angle to think about it. Thanks, Priscilla, for that. Okay, I'm just trying to. Rosa, how do you target this group? Where do you get your clients? I think that's a question for you. I think probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good question. So I took the 21-day challenge to learn how, because I had no idea where to even start. And that showed me that LinkedIn was the best place for my niche. LinkedIn is a good place for, you know, professional or industry specific niches. So I've gotten all of my clients from LinkedIn, actually. So it's pretty great. I'm very happy that LinkedIn exists.
Yeah, LinkedIn is one of the many places that you can get clients. For Tara, I think she's still in the, you just launched your first group, right? I think the next group will be groups.
Yeah.
So then it requires a little bit more expansion from LinkedIn to other places and the other things you're going to do. And I know you're working on it right now. So depending on your stage, if you're okay just with like 3-4 clients, 2-4 clients every month, I take it like $1,200, $1,500, then LinkedIn should be enough. But if you want to get even more clients and put them in a group, and even generate passive income at one point, then you're going to think about scaling your business to the next level by doing other things that you probably are not doing right now. Good. Let's answer one last question, okay? Tara, do you speak another language or use only English?
Okay. I think you mean for the sessions, right? Only English. I mean, my students in this niche are very advanced. And plus I'm a believer in like using the target language in the session anyways, like not using their native language. I think that you can use their native language like when they're beginners, but I speak Spanish and I've had quite a few clients from Spain. And if they have some kind of word that they're like, oh, I forgot the meaning. And they're like, it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, it's this. And they're like, okay. So, I mean, very, very rarely I speak Spanish, but I don't use their language in the session. And these lawyers are really advanced. They just don't have confidence using English. So I'm more of like a confidence coach, I guess, at the end of the day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good. Good. I think that's all for today, right? If you guys have more questions we didn't answer, feel free to message me on the platforms where you can find me and ask. And we have the 21 Challenge starts on June 1st. We host every month, June 1st, and share the link with you guys in the chat, in the comments, right? If you are ready, just take action. I think we didn't talk about taking action, right? Taking action is important. Just do it.
Don't. You have to start before you're ready. You have to on this journey.
Start before you're ready. That's great. That's great the way to say, yeah, because you will never be ready.
No, exactly. You'll never be ready. And if you just think and like plan in your head, you'll never get there. That's not the way to like achieve your goal. But just taking action, even though you don't know what you're doing, that's the way to achieve your goal. Just like the dark room analogy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Awesome. All right, guys. I think that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. We talk a lot today. I think the one message is just to take a hold with you is don't get started when you're ready, right? That's what you said.
Okay. Yeah, start before you're ready.
Yeah, start before you're ready. And don't worry about the niche that much because
you're gonna learn from them. Yeah. So you don't have to know anything about them. You just start and learn and have fun learning.
Cool. And thank you for your time with us, Tara, today. And I hope you enjoy the interview. And looking forward to have another one probably like a year from now, like just revisit everything and see where you have progressed. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's it for today. Thank you guys for showing up. If you're watching the recording, thanks for spending time watching the recording. We do this every month. You know, stay tuned and join the next one if you can. I'll see you guys next time. Okay. Take care, everyone. Take care. Have a
good day. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Good. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.